Hi. If you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started. Welcome to you and all of your parts. Hi, I'm Laura Lively. In internal family systems, we believe that we have firefighter parts that jump in when our younger exiled parts get triggered and begin to feel shame or hurt or sadness. And this is accompanied by this sudden urge to stop the pain, often using old coping mechanisms that you might be trying to stop doing, i.e. drinking, using food for comfort, cutting yourself, watching porn. It could be anything, right? Or even just binge watching Netflix for 6 hours at a time, laying on the couch. So our firefighters only care about stopping the pain. That's why they're called firefighters, right? Like, they're going to stop the pain. They're not going to stop and knock on the door and say, oh, do you mind if we come in and put out the fire? Oh, heck no. They're going to knock down the door. They don't care what the cost is. They are going to come in and there's going to be a lot of damage in their wake. That's actually why we use the term firefighters, right? They're not knocking politely. They're going to come in and stop the pain, full stop. That's what their job is. And that's a lot of what they do until we start building relationships with them. And so sometimes, though, the more we work with our parts, the more likely I am to be able to recognize I have a firefighter who's active right now. And if I can recognize that I have a part that is urging me to use some behavior that I'm trying not to do, i.e. stick my head in a jar of nuts, as an example, the key is to recognize it, right? And to be aware that this part is trying to help me. It's trying to help me by doing its job. It wants to stop whatever pain is coming up. And I want to get curious about that part. Why? Because we know that if I can get curious and feel some compassion for this part, this one that's trying to stop the pain, I have some access to self-energy. And so, as always, I want to acknowledge, accept, and appreciate what this part is doing for me and what its efforts are in my system to help me. And so I don't want to start shaming it. I don't want to start blaming it, because if I am, then guess what? Hello, shaming, blaming part. So let's just kind of walk through a scenario where I have a part that wants me to bury my head in a 33-ounce jar of cashews. Here's what I would say to this part. I know that you think this would help me. So I'm working to be curious. Again, I'm not trying to shame it or blame it. I just know that this part thinks this will help. And please note, I am not trying to rush to the part that is hurt, to the part that is activated, and that the firefighter's trying to like stop the pain, because we don't push past our managers, and firefighters are managers in our system. So this is what I might say. So like, what's going on? That tell me what you think is happening that you think that eating will help. Tell me what's happening right now. Tell me what's going on inside. Well, we know this will work. And I'm listening. Like, I know that this will work. We know that if we eat these nuts, then we'll feel better. And so I do my normal, like I'm reminding the part, whoever it is, and in this case, it's a firefighter, that I know it's hurting, but it's not alone. I am here with it. I have some self-energy. I get that things might be upsetting right now because of whatever it is that's happening, because of XYZ, and I am here with you. I can manage through whatever this is. And then, because there have been times in my life that I haven't had enough self-energy, and I have eaten my way through a 33-ounce jar of nuts, I do what I like to call my time travel exercise. And I will remind the part, I will say, let's now remember, I have self-energy here. So I'm not just, focused on my agenda of stopping the pain. I actually have access to other parts and memories, and I can go back into my memory and say, so this is why I call it a time travel. I'm going to go back in time for this part, and I'm going to show them the last time what happened after we ate the nuts, right? And how sick we felt. And then how we had critics that were unhappy, and then how sad we were that we'd broken our food plan. And I want to show them what it was like when I spent way more money than I meant to because I was indulging in retail therapy, or I did spend I spent 10 hours on the couch, binging Netflix. I want to show them what happened the last time we drank, right? I want to show them, this is my time traveling into the past, showing them what happened and what the repercussions were the last time that this firefighter came in and took over. Then I want to travel to the future. I want to show them how I want to feel tomorrow. I want to show them, what do I think is going to happen if I eat this whole thing in nuts? What is it going to be like tomorrow? Again, I'm going to have a critic that's going to like rip me a new rear end because it didn't like the way I handled things today. How am I going to feel if I drink? How am I going to feel if I overspend? How am I going to feel if I vegetate on the couch for 10 hours? And so again, I remind them, hey guys, you're not having to do this by yourself anymore. I am here with you. I can help manage whatever's happening, whatever the event is that's triggered the little one's pain. I can soothe that little hurt part. I can manage through whatever it is life is throwing at me. And very often these days, the part can relax back and it does trust that I'm here. It trusts that I am with it. So I hope that this time travel exercise is helpful to you. I would love to hear from you if you're able to do this. Let me know. Drop me a note. Drop a comment. Let me know if you find it helpful the next time one of your firefighters is active. So thanks for being here today. Be sure to check out the description for some links to some free resources. And until next time, love to you and all of your parts. Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website, where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session to see how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.